Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
There's a reason, right, we're playing this. Last week, we're just trawling through YouTube, as we do lazily on this show. That's what we consider to be looking for content and production, is just trawling through the internet. And then we found this, right, this Rosanna cover by Richie Castellano. And I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to just go for it. I'm just going to dive in and I'm going to say Andy Ascalese. There we go. Right. And this is, I've just tweeted the link to it, right? It's nuts. So it's these two blokes. And they've basically knocked up this pretty spot-on cover of the Toto song. It says here, they did it in 5 hours and they streamed it live. Right, first of all, I'm totally nicking this idea. When I get my new house, totally nicking this idea of streaming me recreating classic rock tunes on the webcam and stuff like that. Although you have to bear in mind, I can't play keyboards. I can do chords. And I'm not very good on guitar. I'm a wicked bass player, but I'm not very good on guitar and I can't sing. Apart from that, I'm totally nicking their idea. Anyway, we thought it was brilliant. I was interested and intrigued to find out a little bit more. And I believe that Richie is on the line now. Good evening, Richie.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, man. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, man, listen, honestly, we played your whole track last week. We love it. First of all, now, which one are you? Are you the dude with the beard?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so let's be honest, Richie. You're the main guy.
No, I can't. I have a lot of help. I have some very talented, great friends, and I can't do this sort of thing without them.
Oh, well, very diplomatic of you, but come on. You're the McCartney. You're the Emmett Rhodes of this group. We understand that. Now, so tell me, and I know very little about you, but what little I've read, I'm fascinated by it. First of all, why were you doing a cover? Why did you and your mate, Andy, want to do this cover?
We have a show. It's a YouTube show called Band Geek.
Yep.
And we do all these crazy sorts of undertakings every so often. We try to do it weekly, but it's sometimes monthly. And we just try to create weird off-the-wall things. And we'd done this before with some sort of simpler songs. Like I did one by myself. You Can't Do That by the Beatles, which is, I'm a huge Beatles fan.
Yep.
And You Can't Do That's a pretty straightforward song, and I could sort of play everything.
Yeah.
But my skills as a drummer and keyboardist are sort of limited. So Andy is a great keyboard player and a great drummer. So I said, okay, why don't you come over, and we won't pick a song. We'll go on the live stream,
wow,
and we'll say, okay, whatever you guys want us to record, we'll record it. Basically, we got sort of like, we got arrogant about it. Like, yeah, no problem. We'll be able to do anything.
Yeah.
And then the audience said, oh, why don't you do Rosanna by Toto? And we looked at each other and we went, oh, no.
That's some song, man. That is some song.
Yeah. So, we're big Toto fans. I love Steve Lukather. So, I was familiar with it. But poor Andy had to learn most of it on the spot.
Yeah.
So he was at a severe disadvantage. So we just did it and we got into it. And we thought, you know, oh, no problem. We'll record a song. It'll take us like 2 or 3 hours. And it ended up taking us like 5 hours
But even that, right, that's incredible that in 5 hours you've got, you know, it's all there. All the harmonies, the keyboards, the so, everything is there, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, that sort of became my thing. I did a video maybe 6 years ago on YouTube. I'm playing Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm playing all the parts by myself, singing all the parts. And after that,
Now he's just showing off. Come on, yeah. Really? Wow. Well,
after that, I sort of developed a reputation for it, and I have to keep things at a certain level.
Wow. Hey, listen, I know I can tell, see you're a Queen fan, because I can see in the back of this video there's you've got a Brian May guitar, haven't you?
Yes, I do.
Can I bore you with my Brian May story?
Bore me, please. I love Brian May.
So I made this documentary about, God, I don't know, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, about Vox amplifiers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's online. You can see it on YouTube. And one of the things that we did was we went to the Vox factory and we heard all these stories about, you know, going on tour with the Rolling Stones, and it was filthy. And then in the afternoon, we went to Brian May's house. And we weren't allowed in the house, but we went into his garage where he's basically got a whole stack of Vox amps, right? And so we're there, and his roadie is there with the guitar, and I touched the guitar. And I'm not a massive, I'm not a massive Queen fan, but even I got, Richie, that this was pretty special. And then Brian shuffles in, and he puts on the guitar, and it's literally me stood right next to him. We're almost touching with these amps behind us. And he's just noodling, and he's talking about why he loves the Vox amp, and, you know, and if you do this, it does this effect, and if you do this, it does this effect, and it's a really raw sound. And I said to him, what sound do you get if you change the pickups on your guitar? And he went, oh, that's the Bo Rap sound. And he flicked it, and he started playing the solo to Bohemian Rhapsody to me. And I'm not a big Queen fan, Richie, but even I turned to the camera and you can see 15-year-old me grinning like a lunatic. Because that's cool, man. He's there playing the Bohemian Rhapsody solo.
That's amazing. I'd probably cry.
Well, I was just grinning like an idiot going, oh, my God. It's well, I'll send you the link. So how long have you been doing this for then, the band Geek?
I think we've been doing it for 3 or 4 years. This is actually my hobby project. My main job is I play guitar and keyboards in Blue Oyster Cult, and that's what I've been doing for 14 years about.
You just drop. Hang on a minute. That knocks my Brian May story into a cocked hat.
No, it doesn't.
You play keyboards in Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, guitar and keyboards. I've been doing that since 2004.
We're talking to rock royalty here, for crying out loud. All right,
that's the main guys in the band. No. That's Buck Dharma and Eric Bloom.
So listen, I'm flying to New York next week to go and see the Monkees. There's only two of those dudes in there, but everyone on that stage is in the band as far as I'm concerned. How did you get that gig, man?
Oh, that's I was their fill-in sound guy.
Yeah.
I would mix the band. I was in college when I was doing it.
Wow.
And they had a vacancy in the band. It came up suddenly, and they were sort of in a spot. And they said, "Oh, can you play with us this weekend? Can you learn 22 songs in 4 days?" And I was
I can learn all of your parts in 5 hours, guys. Come on.
I said yes, I could do it. I was 24 at the time.
Beautiful.
And I went out that weekend. I played with them. My first show with them was in Las Vegas, which is a sort of a fan meeting point.
Yeah.
So all the hardcore Blue Oyster Cult fans meet at this Las Vegas gig. And so that was my first show in front of the most critical audience possible.
that guy played a wrong note there, and he missed out. You'd have been dead meat.
They notice everything. The Blue Oyster Cult fans have very good ears. They know the catalog really, really well.
Wow.
And so that was my first gig. And that was 14 years ago, and they haven't fired me yet, so I'm very happy about that.
Can you believe how it's all worked? I mean, I love that thing at 24. Can you learn all these songs? Yeah, not a problem. The arrogance of youth, which is great, or confidence, whatever. But can you believe that you're in Blue Oyster Cult?
It's great. It's a real honor, and it's not like one of those. I mean, I know you just said when you saw the Monkees, or you're going to see the Monkees, and you consider everyone to be in the band. I mean, a lot of bands, they have like the main guys and sidemen.
Yeah.
And fortunately for me, that's not how Blue Oyster Cult is. They really treat everybody like part of the band.
Beautiful.
I mean, I sing songs with the band. I get a few lead spots. They're not really, they don't have the massive ego where it's like, oh, only we're playing, only we're singing, and you just sit in the back in the dark. No, they want to have a band. They want everybody to be part of it, and that's a real honor for me to be part of that legacy, because you know this is a band that's been around for over 40 years.
Yeah. Oh man, of course. So you've been doing the Band Geek live stream, and you record the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Live. So you do each part live. And people, I mean, I can see you've got 26,000 subscribers. I'm subscribed.
Thank you.
Pleasure. The Rosanna's got 60,000 views. And people will sit and watch for 5 hours, will they, as you put it all together?
You know what? I don't have a good grasp on what's entertaining and what's not.
Right.
Because me neither. I'll be doing it.
I'm doing this.
I'll be doing it. And I'll be apologizing to the audience the whole time because I'll be singing, you know, like, for example, the lead vocal in Rosanna, which is really hard.
Yeah.
So I'll do a bunch of takes and my voice will be cracking and I'll be like, oh, guys, I'm so sorry. And then people are typing, what are you talking about? This is amazing. Like,
yeah.
I guess when you sound like you're a musician, right?
Well, I play a little bit of bass. Let's say that.
So you are probably sick of the process, like you of you know, having to practice and doing things over and over again, especially with recording.
Yeah.
So we take it for granted. But for certain people who don't get the opportunity of being the fly on the wall in the recording studio, it's really cool. So that's something that we keep in mind when we're doing this. And I'm always like, I'm very apologetic to the audience when I make mistakes. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, I have to do this bass track again. I you know, screwed up this part. And they're like, no, it's cool. Like that, they like that. It almost feels, it's more real when there are mistakes. And we're happy to oblige them in that reality by making plenty of them.
There is. I've just flicked to another one. Hold the Line from 2015. Now this it looks like you're recording this in a music shop. Don't tell me that's your house.
No, that one in particular is at a friend's house.
Wow.
The Rosanna, that's in my basement,
right.
in my house. But this one was in a friend of mine, a great musician named Joe Cumia.
Yeah.
It's in his house, and we went over to him and did an episode by him, and that's one of the songs we did.
Wow. Hey, listen, man. So, all right. So, what people, I've tweeted the link, and I'll tweet it out again a bit later on. Where's the best place? I think, honestly, I think what you're doing is brilliant, and I'm a big fan, Richie, of how things like Twitter, not so much Twitter, but things like YouTube and podcasts. YouTube and podcasts means that everybody now has a chance, for a few hundred quid's worth of equipment, has a chance to kind of create stuff, whether it be radio shows or TV shows or movies or sketches or songs or podcast. You know, they can create all of this stuff and make it look and sound as slick and as professional as they want, or, you know, as amateur as they want, and put it out there. And I love it. I love the fact that people like you are doing this creative stuff, man. It's brilliant.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, that's something I say to everybody. A lot of my friends are musicians. They're saying, I don't know what to do. I said, you have a phone and YouTube is free, so you can do anything you want. You can put up stuff every day if you're motivated enough to do it. Another thing I always wanted to mention that I started doing. I'm doing more live stuff every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. New York time. I do a live streaming show about 2 hours where I play with backing tracks. I have automated cameras and lights and everything like that. And that's been really fun. And so if any of your listeners want to check that out.
Well, I think, Kath, am I right with 5 hours? What time is it there now, Richie?
All right. By me, it's 5:47.
This is perfect, man. We're 5 hours ahead of you. That means that when this show finishes on Wednesday, everybody, I mean, obviously carry on listening to Paul Ross on Talk Radio. Yeah, sure. But everybody can go over and watch Richie. I'll be watching it when I get home this Wednesday, man.
Thank you very much.
Where are the best places for me to send people to, so if they're interested, they can come and have a look at your wares?
Oh, thank you. The best places are my website, which is richiecastellano.com.
Right.
And I have a YouTube channel, which I'm very active on, and that's youtube.com/RichieCastellano. I have a lot of fun stuff up there.
Right. I'm gonna tweet those during the next break as well, Richie, so we can send people in those directions. And stay in touch, man. You ever want to come on and plug stuff, or you want, you know, you want some tips on some real music, you want to speak to the Brits who invented it, then you, you're very welcome to come on it any time, Richie. Honestly, I love what you're doing, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Take care. There we go. If you follow me on Twitter, at Ian Lee, I'll tweet all of that stuff during the next break or maybe during the news at 11 o'clock. What a nice bloke. What a nice bloke. And I noticed, I said the first one has got something like 60,000 views. That second one I went to, just under 300,000. Oh, just under 300,000 views. That's great. And this is, I don't like Twitter and I'm getting close to kind of getting off Twitter. And I don't really like Facebook, but things like being able to podcast and YouTube are incredible, that you can make something and you don't need to spend much money. You get a decent mic. If you want it to sound good, you spend the money on a decent mic or a decent digital recorder. You can get one for around 100 quid. You can make a professional sounding podcast that sounds more professional than this. This, listen to my squeaky chair. Well, it won't squeak now, but you get the point. 0344 499 1000. Dan, stay there. Come to you in a second. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.